Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Ollie Gady, Fox FM. It's more hits and more favorites. Nick hanging with you. Matt, you're also here for one more day.
One last day.
And we're definitely making the most out of it today, Matt, because all week long we've been playing a game with you guys out there on the Fox FM text line, because Matt's a big sports person and you wear sports logos every day, and I told you to wear a jersey today.
Yeah, and that didn't give me exactly a narrow choice to choose from.
Well, so. It's a hockey jersey, so you're doing some people some favors, because there's a lot of hockey
fans. Yeah, we'll keep up with the hockey theme here today. I think the best guess for this one, I'm just going to say for a broad hint, would be it's a team that's played in a Memorial Cup in Saskatchewan.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to give the colors of the jersey, because it's Christmas here in the Fox FM studios in August. It's red and green. If you know what we're talking about, it's a red and green hockey jersey. And Matt said that they played in a Memorial Cup in Saskatchewan. That may narrow down the options a little bit to maybe about five or so teams. But you can always text in your answers. What do you think the sports jersey? It's a hockey jersey. So Matt's wearing a hockey jersey today. Can you guess the team? The colors are red and green. Text your answers to 306-783-3699.
We just added more hits.
Turn it up. Saint John and Future. Roses. Loud Luxury. Aftertaste. Felix Kartal and Sophie Simmons. Mine. It's still mine.
To hear more on Fox FM, go to foxfmonline.ca and click on Fox On Demand.
That's Lizzo. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick hanging with you here. And Matt, you're here filling in for Reader, who is away on holidays. How's it going today, my man?
Good. It's a Friday, which means the weekend's almost there, and having a weekend off is always great. Get off and do some fun things.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I love to do over the weekend, Matt, is I love to watch movies. I posted a question on our Facebook page just about 8 minutes or so ago. I'm just going to refresh the page, see if we got somebody sounding off on it. Well, nothing yet, but if you want to comment on it, we'd love to hear from you, because I got a question for you.
All right.
One classic movie that you have never seen.
Classic movie.
Yeah, so something like Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Citizen Kane, Gone with the Wind, stuff like that.
Well, those three I've all seen.
You've seen all three of those?
All three of those.
So something along that line. Or is there like a modern movie that you haven't seen, like an Avengers? Like, I know Reader still hasn't seen Avengers Endgame.
Not the most recent one I haven't seen yet.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, that movie made billions of dollars, so that's surprising.
But I'm also not one who's usually in the theaters watching new movies either. It's more often than not, a little out of the price range for her.
Do you ever feel a little different when somebody finds out you haven't seen a movie that they've seen?
Not particularly, no. It's just, if you've seen something I haven't, cool. I might get to it one day. We'll see.
The one that I always mention is Breakfast at Tiffany's. I've never seen that movie.
I have never even heard of that one beforehand either. So I'm in the same boat as you.
To many people, Breakfast at Tiffany's is considered a classic, and they're probably white knuckling on the steering wheel right now going, how dare you, two handsome young men, two devilishly gorgeous young men. How have you, both of you, not seen Breakfast at Tiffany's? That's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of classic movies out there that I'm interested in knowing. Like, Gone with the Wind, you mentioned you've seen that one?
Yep.
I haven't seen Gone with the Wind.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
I haven't seen Sound of Music. I've never seen that one.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, like these are movies.
Been a while,
like,
but
I've seen some movies in my time. It's a hobby of mine. I like to watch movies, but yeah, I got some blind spots. So I wanted to know if other people kind of feel the same way. And if you go to facebook.com/morefoxfm right now, you can sound off in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you. What is one classic movie you haven't seen?
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's the Lumineers. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM on this Friday morning. Nick hanging with you here. And you're also here too, Matt. I was going to say Reader for a second. It's been 5 days. I was about to say the last day, man.
Come on.
The R sound came out, but I meant to say Matt, who is covering for Reader, who is away on holidays. And you know what? It's one of the last times we get to spend together before Reader comes back. And you know what? I'm happy you came around. I always love when you fill in for the show. Unfortunately, though, we couldn't get enough time to get you a news intro, because as you guys know, I'm going to play it right now. Actually, there's the news intro for Reader.
Fox FM News with Reader.
So we get the guy, the big voice guy, to say Reader's name, and we didn't have enough time to do a Fox FM one with Matt.
Not the last time we were in. No.
And I thought to myself, well, I made some for you last time you were filling in. Why not refresh everybody's memories?
This is what happens when you go to work at like 3:30 in the morning.
You see me like in my office with the lights off and the computer monitor just staring at it, editing audio.
The brain might not be fully there for...
Well, I thought I wanted to make a personal news intro for you, but I didn't know what your likes were for genres. So I made three of them here. I got three
for you. Had a little bit of fun with this, shall we say.
So the first one...
It's Fox FM Morning News with Matt.
I like that one. It's,
you know,
upbeat.
What? A few people around the office enjoy that one too, because we played them for a few people here and a lot of good.
I think our sister station, because normally you actually do news for GX94, our sister station. So I thought maybe we could do like a country slant one.
Well, howdy, y'all. It's time for your Fox FM News with Matt.
Because I mean, I love bluegrass music, right? So.
Why don't we might have to check with GX and see if we can get that to pass.
Yeah. Well, the last one, though, we ended up using this one last time you were here filling in for holidays because, boy, it's just, I'm proud of myself
on
this one, too. So strap yourselves in, guys.
I know you are.
Oh, yeah. It's time to get sexy for Fox FM News with Matt.
I don't know what I'm more amazed is the fact that you went put these together or the range of your voice and going in through each one of these commercials.
I was trying my best. As you people out there listening know that I'm not very good at impressions, but I definitely tried my best there, though. But I promise, Matt, next time you're here filling in for Reader, we're going to make sure that we get you an actual proper big voice guy news intro.
Reader still hasn't mastered his ukulele, and Nick really wishes he would. Because it ain't pretty.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's a feeling good Friday. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Nick hanging with you here. Matt, you're also spending some time as well with us here while Reader's on holidays. And big shout outs to everybody who's been commenting on Facebook. The question out there was, what is one classic movie that you have not seen? And we had a comment. I'm just going to scroll over here because the movie itself. So Tyler commented, UHF. Have you seen UHF?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Bit of a cult classic. Came out in the 1980s. It was the movie that starred Weird Al Yankovic. It was his first big movie. And I was surprised, caught off guard. I totally forgot about UHF. I saw it a long time ago. And yeah, that's considered a classic to many people.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's got to Michael Richards, the guy who played Kramer in Seinfeld. That was one of his first big roles too. Yeah, it was... Yeah, so UHF, Tyler hasn't seen it. I've only seen it once. I hardly remember it. Of course,
I haven't seen it. So.
You haven't seen it either. So this is what I'm talking about. You shouldn't feel ashamed about not seeing movies because, like, have you ever said, oh, you haven't seen a movie and somebody went, oh, how could you have not seen this movie? Well, people don't watch movies sometimes. So if you haven't seen a classic, we'd love to know which classic you haven't seen. I'm also kind of low-key getting a list of movies that I want to watch over the weekend, so I'm always down for some recommendations. Facebook.com/morefoxfm is where you can go right now.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.